Hello.
Hello, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It got disconnected. That's okay. Okay, do you want me to read it again?
Yeah, read the last one again, please.
Okay, it says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Seven.
Okay, that's great. There's only three left, so the next one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Read that one again, please.
Okay. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Zero.
Zero. Next we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Zero.
Zero. And lastly for this list, we have giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, thank you. Now we're 62% complete. The next questions are shorter, so this one says, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life? Is it a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
Small problem.
Yes?
Small problem.
Okay. That's okay. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past few years?
Yes.
You personally or someone you know?
Personally.
Okay. And now I have a list of four small statements about values that some people might have. So please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you strongly disagree, 5 means that you are neutral, and 10 means that you strongly agree. So the first one says, every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
I agree with that fully.
Would you say from 0 to 10?
As 8.
8, that's okay. Next we have, most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
8.
8. Next we have, we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
8.
8. And last one for this list is, whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
Seven.
Seven. Thank you. Now we're 82% complete, so I have a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics, so you can choose one or two that you believe are the most effective ways to make a change on the issues that you care about the most. So I'm going to read the list for you, and you let me know which one or which ones you think are the most important. are the best ones. So the options are donating to political campaigns or organizations, boycotting a company, voting in federal elections such as for president or the U.S. Congress, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, volunteering for a local organization in my community, marching in a protest, voting in state or local elections such as for a governor or mayor, signing petitions, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, talking to friends and family about politics, or none of the above.
I lost track way back. That's a long list.
Which one? Yeah, it's a long list. I can read them for you slowly, and you let me know if you think you like that one or if I continue reading them. Is that better?
If I like that one or what?
So I can read them one by one, and you can choose one or two. So you'll let me know, like, if you like that option, I'm going to mark it. And if you don't like it, I'm going to keep reading the others.
Okay.
Is that better? Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
The first one is donating to political campaigns or organizations.
Yeah.
No?
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay. Then you can choose another one. So the second one says boycotting a company.
Oh, what? Say that again.
Boycotting a company. Like boycott.
Boycotting?
Yes.
I agree with that.
Okay,
you have
so
that choice?
Would you choose... Yeah. Would you choose those two then?
I'm not really sure about what you're looking for there, but I kind of agree with those.
Well,
not a lot, but some.
Well, okay, so basically, like, these are ways to make a change on issues you care about in general. So if you think those two out, or do you want me to read the rest? So you can
read the rest.
Change one. Okay.
Now
next
I,
we have.
Okay, Mark, wait. I'm trying to answer you as accurately as I understand and feel. Okay, but I'm just trying to do it, and I don't think I'm giving you the responses that you can really understand here, or that I can understand. There's too much involved. I've had a stroke, and it's hard for me to remember things and to think
okay.
very well.
Yeah, that's okay. There's only like a couple more questions, and they're not this long. They're a lot easier.
Okay, I'll tell you what. The only way I think I'm going to be able to answer you clearly and accurately is for me just to indicate to you every one you read if I agree or disagree with it, okay? I don't care
yeah,
how you
okay.
you code it from that point in time, but I'm not going to be able to relate number one to number eight or anything else like that, you know, number question
okay.
one or to eight. So you just ask me the questions. I'll tell you if I'm in favor of it or not in favor of it. Okay?
Okay. That's great. Yeah, that's going to work. Okay. So are you in favor or against the voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress?
No, we should.
Yes? Or favor?
Voting in federal elections or whatever? Yes.
Elections. Yes. Okay. Then that's great. And now, this is like the first question that I asked. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? From 0 to 10?
6.
6. That's great. Thank you. And now, one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Donald Trump.
And now in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And are you a strong Republican or a not-so-strong one?
Strong.
And now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. And now, are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
And do you currently own your home, rent it, live
it? I own it.
Live with a, you own it? That's great. And were you born in the United States or in another
yes.
country? Okay, born in the United States. And what about your parents? Were they born in the United States?
Yes.
That's great. And lastly, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Donald Trump or Joe
for
Biden?
Trump. For Trump.
Trump? Okay. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Are
I'm
you
retired.
Full-time? Retired. That's great. And, okay, this says last year, that is 2023, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? So you stop me at the number. That's correct. So the first one says less than 24,000. Then we have 25,000 to 34,000. Next we have 35,000 to 44,000. Next we have 45 to 54. 55 to 64. Do
about
I go
there.
Higher?
About,
okay,
no, about
okay.
there.
Okay, that's great. And this concludes the survey. And thank you so much for participating and for, like, it was long, but thank you so much for giving your opinion.
Well, you're welcome, and I wish you well. Thank you for being patient
thank
with
you,
me.
You too. That's okay. Oh. Don't worry about it. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.